Brothers and sisters, let's read some passages from God's Word, John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章,
John chapter 4,
23到24节,
verse 23 through 24.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshippers.
英文这里说, 父寻找这样的人拜他。
So in the English translation it says that the Father seeks such people to be his worshippers.
24节,
verse
24.
Verse 24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
约翰福音16章,
John chapter 16,
13节到14节,
verse 13 to 14.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白。 一切的真理，引导你们，原文引导你们进入一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。Verse
13, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. In English here, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come.
14节, 他要荣耀我, 因为他要将授予我的,
Verse 14, he will glorify me, for he will take of mine and will disclose it to you.
约翰一书,
1 John
第五章,
Chapter 5
我们读第七节,
we'll read verse 7.
并且有圣灵作见证, 因为圣灵就是真理。第七节,
it's, in the English, it's probably from verse 6b. It says, it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth.
好,我们再念一次, 并且有圣灵作见证, 因为圣灵就是真理。Verse
6b, it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth.
我们都熟悉约翰福音第四章主说的这一段话。We're
all familiar with what the Lord spoke in John chapter 4.
主对这个撒玛利亚妇人说这段话。The
Lord Jesus had spoken these words to the Samaritan woman.
他说, 他们敬拜呢,他们是撒玛利亚,他们敬拜呢,是在山上。
The Lord Jesus told the, said to the woman that the people in Samaria worship in this mountain.
换句话说,他们的敬拜是在某一个地点。
In other words, their worship is in a specific location.
在某一种形式里头。
In a specific circumstance.
所以主就告诉他,
so, the Lord,
不在山上,
so the Lord told her, not in this mountain nor in Jerusalem.
主说时候将到,
and he told her, an hour is coming,
如今就是了,
an hour is coming and now is.
那拜父的必须在灵同真实里头敬拜他。
When the true worshippers will worship in spirit and truth.
时候将到, 以前在主说这段话以前, 在旧约的时代, 在主的时以前, 人们的敬拜是在殿里头。
Before these words where Jesus says, an hour is coming and now is, back then, prior to Jesus' time, the people would worship in a temple.
虽然也有些真实的敬拜,
even though there is true worship,
但是这个时候, 当主说这段话的时候, 在新约里头, 这是一个转捩点。
But when the Lord Jesus said these specific words, during this period of time, it was a change in times.
圣灵要来了,
the Holy Spirit would come.
圣灵的降临,
the Holy Spirit would come down.
要把所有的敬拜,
and all worship
那个本质的改变,
would change the essence of that worship.
以前有一些很多外在的东西,
before there were many outer things,
以前是形式的东西,
a lot of things that were...
一些外面的东西,
outer actions,
或者说一些宗教的形式,
or religious activities.
那主在这里说, 现在起时候到了是从在灵同真实里头来敬拜,
but here the Lord Jesus says that an hour is coming and now is when the true worshippers will worship in spirit and truth.
人是靠着圣灵的引导,
that deep man will worship based on the leading of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们今天可以说, 我们的敬拜不一定在 Cranford, 也不一定是 Edison.
So today we can say that our worship does not have to be in Cranford or in Edison.
也不一定是在家庭的聚会里头,
and it does not have to be in a household.
但是也可以说, 在 Cranford, 在 Edison, 在家庭聚会,
but we can say that whether it's in Cranford or Edison or in someone's home,
但是它必须在灵同真实里头,
but it has to be in spirit and truth.
换句话说, 就不在乎这个外面的这座房子,
in other words, it doesn't matter about the outer building.
前几年在国内碰到弟兄姊妹,
a few years ago, I met with a sister.
她说我真羡慕, 他们是在家庭聚会里头,
and she is a sister who... fellowships in the house.
因为聚会的形式, 聚会的场所也受限制的,
because the church
这场地, 地点, 这个房子也很小,
because the
limitation,
because the limitation of the space.
对, 所以很拥挤,
so it's very close.
那, 有弟兄姊妹就说, 哎, 我真羡慕啊, 哪一天到美国去,
so these brothers and sisters outside of America said, oh, I envy and wish that one day I can come to America.
你们那里有教堂,
because you have a church building.
上面有十字架,
and on top of that is a cross.
然后呢, 你们有唱诗班, 随着唱诗班的音乐,
and you have music to sing songs of worship.
哎呀, 我这样的敬拜多美啊,
how wonderful this type of worship would be.
我只能把这句话, 约翰福音四章这句话, 给他稍微, 有点说明,
so I could only share a little bit of this passage from John chapter 4.
当然我也理解我们的弟兄姊妹在那个环境里头的处境的艰难,
of course I understand the difficulty for the brothers and sisters outside of America.
好, 今天我想这一段的时间呢, 稍微交通, 我们上次曾经讲过的属灵的实际这个主题,
so today I want to further continue and build upon what I shared last time regarding the spiritual reality.
稍微补充这个方面,
to fill in some gaps.
那么我想第二个部分呢, 我想交通如何进入属灵的实际,
so the second portion I would like to share about worshiping in spirit and truth.
第三个方面呢, 如果我们有时间呢, 我想交通一下, 进入属灵实际的那个意义, 或者说那个目的是什么,
and Lord willing, the third portion I would like to share about when we worship in spirit and truth, what is the purpose of it? Why do we do it?
第一个, 什么是属灵的实际?
First, what is worshiping in spirit and truth?
这是我们弟兄姊妹常常会问到, 常常会经历到的事情。
Sorry, the first question, what is spiritual reality? And this is a question that many of us ask.
我们知道每一个人蒙恩得救,
all of us know that when we are saved by grace,
我们都是靠着神的圣灵的恩典, 主的恩典,
it is all by the Lord's Spirit of grace,
完全是圣灵的工作,
completely by the work of the Holy Spirit.
一个人可以在神面前认罪,
a man can confess his or her sin,
这完全是圣灵的工作,
and this is all because of the work of the Holy Spirit.
人在圣灵的光中为着自己的罪向神认罪,
it is before the light of the Holy Spirit that a man can confess his sin.
也必须是圣灵的光照才能让人能够看见自己里面的罪。
And it has to be from the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit that a person can come to see and confess his sins.
圣灵的光照让人看见神的公义。
And the Holy Spirit allows us to see God's righteousness.
所以人才可能为着自己的罪，为着义，自己责备自己。
And that is because of this work of the Holy Spirit, when we see the righteousness of God, that we see ourselves and God's righteousness, that we can come to confess ourselves.
同样，我们在往后的路上，跟随主的路上，这个成圣的路上。
Similarly, in the path as we continue to sanctify and consecrate ourselves,
也完全是圣灵的工作。
It is also all by the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵带领我们。 跟随主的脚踪,
and the Holy Spirit allows us to follow in the Lord's footsteps.
圣灵带领我们在各项的侍奉敬拜里头进入那个实境,
and it is the Holy Spirit that through all these various circumstances and experiences which led us enter into the spiritual reality.
所以我们说随从圣灵跟随圣灵这是我们基督徒生命当中一个至关紧要的一个部分。
So we can say that following and going by the leading of the Holy Spirit is so crucial in the walk of a Christian. Or that we can say that this is the center of the Christian walk.
因为你我必须在这个灵,
because it is only by the Spirit in spirit and truth that we can enter into spiritual reality.
是,
and only the Holy Spirit can bring us in.
带领我们进入那个实际的基督徒的生活,
bring us into that Christian reality,
真实的基督徒的生活,
the true Christian life.
并不是说你我蒙恩得救以后, 我们不想过一个实际的基督徒生活。
It's not to say that after we're saved that we do not desire to have the spiritual reality,
而是你我知道我们这个人的残缺,
but you and I know our weakness. Naturally, we're very stubborn.
所以在你我进入这个侍奉敬拜各样的活动里头,
so whenever we enter into this worship in spirit and truth,
很多的时候我们带进的是我们的仁义思想,
a lot of times we bring into this our own thinking and mindset.
我们很多时候带进的是你我服侍的那个惯性, 就是, 我们的惯性, 我们这个天然的东西啊, 他有一个能力在掌控着我们,
so,
天然的人,
so a lot of this, there's something within the natural man that kind of compels us or has this influence upon us.
是我们并不想说我们要靠着己来侍奉,
and we don't want to worship by our own selves.
我们并不想把自己的思想意见带进神的家中,
and we don't want to bring our own thoughts and mindsets into God's house.
但是我们记得我们这个己的那个强大,
but we need to keep in mind that we have this self-life.
它常常影响你我,把你我带离偏离主的路。
And a lot of times our self-life will cause us to go astray from God's way.
或者说干扰了主的道路。
Or it becomes an obstacle to God's way.
这个反映在我们各样的方面。
And this occurs in all aspects of our life.
所以换句话说,有没有那个属灵的实际?
So then, the question is, do we as Christians have the spiritual reality?
它反过来,在我们侍奉上,在我们追求上,都是一面,好像一面镜子。
So, this worship in spirit and truth is like a mirror.
因为它反映出这样的侍奉,你我这样一个摆上敬拜,是在实际里头,还是在一个形式里头?
So, this reflection from this mirror is a question of whether do we worship in spirit and truth in this reality, or is this just a ritual?
因为在实际的里头就带出生命,
because only in the spiritual reality can it bring forth life.
所有属灵的事物我们是知道必须是在圣灵的引导里头。
We know that when it comes to all spiritual matters, it has to be in the Spirit.
所有属灵的事物必须在圣灵的引导里头才是真实的。
All spiritual matters has to be led by the Holy Spirit in order for it to be a reality.
我想你我都有这样的经历。
And I think you and I all have this experience.
这个真实的生命的东西是你我感觉的。
That this spiritual truth is something that we can all sense.
是你我灵里头感觉到的,
that we can all sense in our spirits.
因为它是活泼的,
because it's living.
它是新鲜的,
it's fresh.
反过来, 它就是死的,
and on the flip side, it's death and oppressing.
或者枯燥的,
or dry.
那么生命的东西反映的是主自己,
and life is the Lord Himself.
生命的东西反映是主自己的荣美,
and life is in the Lord's beauty.
生命的东西反映的是主的性情,
and life is in God's character.
所以我们看见人在, 我们举个例子,
so we'll use a few examples.
在认识主这件事上,
examples relating to coming to know the Lord.
你我是一生学习,
something that you and I learn for our lifetime.
你我是一辈子从蒙恩得救那天开始学到见主面,
a lesson from the moment we are saved by grace until the day that we see the Lord face to face.
因为我们的主太丰富, 太荣耀,
because our Lord is so rich and abundant.
我们记得主在地上的时候,
remember that when the Lord was on earth,
有两种人,
there were two types of people.
他们从不同的方面来认识主,
and they came from two different ways to come to know the Lord.
一种人从外面认识主,
one type of person came from the outside,
有一种人从里面来认识主,
and another type of person came from within.
我们知道犹太人是从外面来认识主,
we know that the Jews came to know the Lord from the outside.
在约翰福音六章,
in John chapter 6, verse 12,
犹太人说, 诶, 这个不是约瑟的儿子耶稣吗? 啊, 42节, 第六, 约翰福音第六章42节,
John chapter 6, verse 42, there were some Jews that were saying, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph?
他的父母我们岂不认得吗?
Whose father and mother we know?
所以犹太人说, 这个人我们很熟啊,
so the Jews said, this man we're familiar with.
他的爸爸就约瑟嘛,
his father is Joseph.
他们的父母我们都是熟悉认识啊,
we're all familiar with his parents.
所以他的意思就是说, 这个孩子, 这个年轻人我们认识的,
so his intent is, this young man, we know him.
我们不但认识他, 他父母是谁我们也认识,
not only do we know him, but we also know his parents.
接下来他们怎么说呢? 在马可六章那里,
and following, what does it say in Mark?
对, 在马可福音第六章,
Mark chapter 6,
对, 第三节那里啊,
verse 3,
马可福音第六章, 啊, 我们看一下,
Mark chapter 6,
第三节那里, 他说,
verse 3,
这不是那木匠吗?
It says, is not this the carpenter?
他说不是玛利亚的儿子雅各的犹大西门的长兄吗?
The son of Mary and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon?
对,他们很熟悉啊,这不是那木匠吗? 不是玛利亚的儿子吗?雅各约西犹大西门的长兄吗?
So they're saying, they're familiar with him. So is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon?
哥哥他们都很熟悉啊,
so they're familiar with his relatives.
他们弟弟他们的名字他们都很熟啊,
the names of his brothers, he's all familiar.
他妹妹不也是在我们这里吗?
And are not his sisters here with us?
所以他们对耶稣说的家庭都很了解,
so they understood Jesus' family.
所以他们说他们认识他,
so they said, we know him.
当然我们知道这是外面的认识,
of course we know this is a knowing from the outside.
好, 还有一般人呢,
and then there's another type of people,
比较深入一些的,
who came to know the Lord deeper.
这个呢我们在马太福音的16章,
and we'll look at Matthew chapter 16,
马太福音16章,
Matthew chapter 16,
我们看在13节那里,
verse 13,
你知道耶稣到了该撒利亚菲利比的境内那里,
so when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi,
所以耶稣就问门徒说,
Jesus was asking his disciples,
人说我人子是谁?
Who do people say that the Son of Man is?
他们说有人说是施洗的约翰,
and they said some say John the Baptist,
有人说是以利亚,
and others Elijah,
又有人说是耶利米,
but still others Jeremiah,
或是先知里的一位,
or one of the prophets.
好, 这个比较深入一点了,
this is a deeper understanding.
是我们主身上有耶利米,
yes,
耶利米身上有显出主,
yes, through Jeremiah we can see the Lord.
以利亚身上有主的能力,
through Elijah we see the power of the Lord.
但他们不是主的自己,
but they are not the Lord himself.
所以这些人从先知们身, 从主的身上看见, 诶, 这个人有点像耶利米.
So from looking at Jesus, they say, oh, this Jesus kind of is similar to Jeremiah.
这个人像以利亚,
he's kind of similar to Elijah.
好像深入了一点。
As if a deeper understanding.
但是我们知道那一天谁认识主了。
But we know on that day who came to know the Lord.
那天真正认识主的也在十六章这里。
The one who truly came to know the Lord is also mentioned here in chapter 16.
十五节，耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”
Verse 15, he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?"
西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，你是永生神的儿子。”
Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拉，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。”
And Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven."
好，这段话我们看见彼得那天是被神所启示。
So we see from this passage that Peter had a revelation from the Lord.
也必须只有在启示里头才看见主，看见耶稣是神永生神的儿子。
And only is through this revelation that Peter can come to know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
这是从里面认识主。
This is a knowing of the Lord from the inside.
今天你我一样。
You and I are the same.
我们在不断追求认识主的路上。
In this path, as we're coming to know the Lord,
是不是很多时候我们是在外面认识我们的主？
Isn't it a lot of times we come to know the Lord from the outside?
还是我们需要靠借着圣灵？
Or do we need to depend on the Holy Spirit?
我们谦卑的来学习，来认识我们这位主。
That in humility we come before the Lord to come to know and learn of Him.
保罗也这样说。
And Paul also said the same thing.
他在哥林多后书第五章。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
保罗在临后第五章怎么说呢？十六节。
What does Paul say towards the end of chapter 5, verse 16?
他说，所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了。虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。
Therefore, from now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh.Yet now we know him in this way no longer.
主的话让我们看见历代的圣徒，他们渐渐地带进在圣灵里头认识我们主。
So here, in the Word of God through the Holy Spirit, we see that He brought many saints to come to know the Lord.
所以我们说认识基督、认识主，完全是圣灵的事情。
So we can say that knowing Christ, knowing the Lord, is completely based on the Holy Spirit.
你我不在圣灵里头，我们没有办法认识这位主。
If it's not by the Holy Spirit, we cannot come to know the Lord.
我们没有办法认识这位基督的实际。
We cannot come to know the reality of Christ.
因为主说，他说，我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because the Lord said that what I say to you is spirit and truth.
我们接受主的话，我们是在灵里头来接受它。
When we receive God's word, it's in spirit.
是的，我们是从思想进去。
Of course, yes, it does enter through our minds.
透过话语进来。
And from words.
但经过我们的属灵的悟性。
But it has to go through our spirit.
必须靠着圣灵把这些主的话点活。
And it has to be lit on fire by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们需要摸着圣灵的感觉。
So we need to touch on the feeling of the Holy Spirit.
我们摸着圣灵，我们就进入那个、能够进入那个实际。
If we can touch on the Holy Spirit, then we can enter into this reality.
必定得着生命。
And then have life.
另一方面呢，我们在基督徒的这个道路上，走在这条路上。
Another aspect, when we are walking in this path as a Christian,
很多时候我们也会灰心。
A lot of times we will lose heart.
哎，我们说听到这么多年了。
We'll say, oh, we've heard for so many years.
听了听很多，看也看很多。
We've heard so much and we've read so much.
但是呢，在我们实际生活当中呢，确实是不行。
But in our own personal life, it's still no good.
好像听到不管用。
It's as if we hear but we're not able to apply.
好像这么多年追求，哎呀，有时候觉得挺沮丧的。
It's as if after pursuing the Lord for so many years, it's still so far to attain.
如果我们在主面前好好的默想，
if we really take the time to think about this,
我们会发现一个真实的一件事情。
We'll discover a truth.
因为我们这种这个时候，我不是说你的整个道路 整个一生哈，就在这个时刻、这个时期，可能你没有活在，你我没有活在这个时机里头。
Because during this point in time, this time frame, you and I may not be living in spiritual reality.
你没有在这个时机里头，所以你在外面，你在一些外在的一些形式里头。
Because we're not living in the spiritual reality, we're on the outside.
如果你我没有摸着那个实际的东西，
If you and I are not able to touch on the spiritual reality,
你怎么能够活出那个实际的生命呢？
How can you live out a life of spiritual reality?
如果你我没有依靠圣灵，随从圣灵，侍奉，
If you and I are not following and obeying the prompting of the Holy Spirit and also worshiping in the Spirit,
你我那个侍奉怎么可能带出生命呢？
How can your and my worship bring out life?
如果你我那个敬拜没有碰到圣灵，没有随从圣灵，
If our worship does not touch on the Holy Spirit, does not follow the leading of the Holy Spirit,
怎么可能进入那个灵同真实的里头呢？
How can we enter into that Spirit and truth?
有时候我坐在下面，
A lot of times I'll sit in the audience.
哎呀，我的思想是到窗外去了。
And my thinking will be outside the window.
这个时候我就没在实际里头。
And then at that point in time, I'm not in reality.
因为我已经飞到天空去了。
Because my mind is up in the skies.
但是我们要求主怜悯我们。
But we need to ask the Lord for mercy.
求主帮助我。
To ask the Lord to help us.
让我在这个敬拜的里头。真是在圣灵的管制里头。
So that in our worship, it would be under the control of the Holy Spirit.
很多时候可能我们进入那个实际，但是我们不一定会说出来。
All times we enter into that reality, but we may not be able to say it.
我们不一定会表达。
We may not be able to express it.
但是我们里头有感觉。
But we have this feeling within us.
我想弟兄姊妹一定我们都有这样的感觉。
I'm sure brothers and sisters all have this experience.
当你在一个聚会的里头，
that when you're in a meeting,
你知道这里有在灵同真实里头。
You know that there is worship, there is spirit and truth here.
或者这是一个宗教的形式里头。
Or that this is a gathering of religion.
你说不出来。
You're not able to express it.
但是你里头的生命里头的那个圣灵告诉你，
But your inner life, your inner spirit can tell you that.
你会很清楚的感觉。
You can have a very clear knowing.
我年轻时候有一个经历。
When I was young, I had this experience.
我当作个例子在这里说明一下。
And I'm going to use my experience as an example.
刚到美国的时候。
When I first came to America.
到纽约，我们就在家的附近呢找了一个公会。
When I came to New York, near my home, we came to find a church.
啊，我们就在那聚会。
And there we gathered.
聚了大约一年不到。
We gathered less than a year.
哎，我们里头感觉好像缺点什么东西。
And within us felt like something was missing.
每天弟兄姊妹很好。
Every day I must say the brothers and sisters were very, very nice.
那是一个美国人的一个聚会，我们是一个中国人的分堂。
It was an American church and we were a step, a section, there was a,section for the Chinese gathering.
牧师师母真的很人很好。
The pastor, the deacons, all very, very good people.
弟兄姊妹也很关心我们，就是新来的人嘛。
And brothers and sisters really cared and tended to us newcomers.
但是我里头有个失落。
But something, there was a thought in my mind.
我讲不清楚。
I couldn't really say very clearly.
后来我就写信回香港。
So I wrote a letter back to Hong Kong.
我跟弟兄姊妹说，哎呀，你们可以不可以给我介绍再介绍一个你们认识的熟悉的教会？
And I wrote a letter to the brothers and sisters there asking, can you refer me to a congregation with brothers and sisters?
我当然不会写，你们，我根本不懂得写，你们给我介绍一个追求生命机会的教会。
I couldn't really write that, can you refer me to a church where the brothers and sisters really pursue after the Lord in life?
远远没这个水准。
I wouldn't write something like that.
我只是说你们介绍一下。
So I just wrote,Could you please refer me?
后来等一阵子信来了。
And then after a while, a letter came.
那个时候就信了，没有
And there was only letter, there weren't email back then.
后介绍我何广明弟兄在纽约的。
And so they referred me to Brother He Ming in New York.
我们知道这位弟兄是读圣经的弟兄。
And we know that this is a brother who reads the Bible.
后来打电话给何弟兄，他说你去那个纽约 Amherst 正主教会。
So This brother told us to go to the fellowship in Elmhurst.
我们从家走到Elmhurst大约是去这个工会的走路的大概是五倍的距离。
So the distance from where we were living at the time to the new gathering was about five times from where we first were gathering. But the first time we went to Elmhurst, and after that point in time,
我们里头就感觉就不一样了。
Our feeling inside was different.
所以我们以后就每个礼拜就这么跑着不亦乐乎的走路。
So every week, we would walk to the new gathering in Elmhurst because we didn't have a car.
后来89年,
so in 89,
买房子,
we bought a house.
找找找，主带领。
And we searched, and then the Lord led us.
我们弟兄带我到搬到这个 Edison 地区 Manhattan.
And this brother brought us to a Manhattan.
到 Manhattan 以后呢，那个弟兄跟我讲，他说我们这附近有个教会。
And this brother told, well, after we moved to Manhattan, this brother said to us, oh, nearby there's a church.
哎，你组织可以到这里去。
You can come here.
那叫什么？Islin.
And it's called Islin.
好，我们就去了。
So we started going.
哎，去了以后。
And after we went,
这个机会跟我们在正主的那种感觉很一致。
That this gathering was very similar to the one we were gathering in Elmhurst.
我再说话，我那个时候年轻，我们其实我们那时候都年轻了。那个我看那个时候超过40岁的大概没有几个，都是30几岁的。Back
then at the gathering, back then there were not many people over 40. Most of us were all, most of us were in our 30s, just a little older than Jason.
那个，所以我们也说，我也说不出感觉。So
I couldn't really express my feeling.
哎，我们就在这里聚会了。So
we started gathering here.
你说供应吗？
Do you
你说有什么？没什么大讲言。我来的时候，那个老弟兄已经走了。
When I do you think there's
老的弟兄连长。The
elder here, the elder who was at Islin had left.
都是年轻弟兄姊妹啊。
It was a bunch of young brothers and sisters.
但是有一个很宝贵的东西。
But there was something very precious.
这个聚在这里是读圣经的地方。That
at that gathering, it was a gathering where people read the Bible.
更重要，圣灵的同在。Even
more importantly, there was the Holy Spirit there.
所以到这个月是26年零三个月了。So, 在伊斯林。
At Islin, I'll have been here for 26 years.
26 years, 3 months.
26 years and 3 months.
圣灵的工作,
this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
主的怜悯,
God's mercy.
所以有些时候我们说不清楚,
so some things we aren't able to express clearly.
但是弟兄姊妹,我们要用灵来靠着圣灵来追求,来判断,来跟随主。
So, brothers and sisters, we have to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, let the Holy Spirit guide us so that we can worship in spirit and truth.
在这样的情形下,很多问题,很多的迷惑,
only in this condition can many problems,
你里头就渐渐会明亮,
and then slowly within you, you'll have light.
或者很多问题可能你在主里都有答案了,
and a lot of problems you may have the answer in the Lord.
好, 我们接下来想交通一下第二个方面，就是我们如何进入属灵的实际。
And the second aspect is we're going to talk about is if we and when we enter into the Holy Spirit.
我们知道圣灵的工作两个重要的方面。
We know that there's two important works of the Holy Spirit.
第一个是圣灵的启示。
First is the revelation from the Holy Spirit.
第二个是圣灵的管制。
Second is the control and discipline of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的启示带给我们什么呢?
What does the revelation from the Holy Spirit represent to us?
当然圣灵的启示要我们看见主的自己。
Of course, the revelation from the Holy Spirit is for us to see the Lord Himself.
圣灵的启示让我们看见，让我们能够跟随主。
The revelation from the Holy Spirit allows us to see and follow the Lord.
在教会来说，圣灵的启示让我们看见道路，看见方向。
In the church, the Holy Spirit allows us to see the way and the direction.
圣灵的启示让我们看见主所带领教会走的道路。
And the revelation of the Holy Spirit lets us see where and how God wants the church to walk. And the revelation from the Holy Spirit also teaches us how we should conduct ourselves in our daily life.
换句话说, 圣灵的启示是为着把你我带进那个实际的里头。
So, in other words, the revelation from the Holy Spirit enables us to enter into that spiritual reality.
圣灵的启示把我们带进主话语的光中。
The revelation from the Holy Spirit lets us brings us into the light of His Word.
在主话语的光里头带领我们走每一步的道路。
That in the light of His Word, we can walk each step of the way.
那另一方面，圣灵的管制。
Now, on the other side, regarding the control and discipline of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵的管制借着各样的环境。
This control from the Holy Spirit controls us in all circumstances.
或者说借着十字架的工作。
Or through the work of the cross.
借着拆毁你我这个旧人。
It is to break down our old man.
目的为着建造。
And the purpose being to build us up.
为着建造神的家。
To build up God's family,
house,
to build us up in the life of Christ.
当然我们不能说哪一个先哪一个后了,哪一个启示,哪一个是管制。
Of course, we cannot say what's first and what's last.
在经历里头, 经历的当中,
in experience,
你我可以感经历到启示管制是不分的,不是不分的,就是不是有先有后的。
You and I can experience that there's no distinction or separation between revelation and control of the Holy Spirit.
或者说,
there's not one first and one last.
Yeah, discipline, huh? 圣灵的这个管制同时带领我们在启示里头一同相辅相成或者同时的一起进行。
The discipline from the Holy Spirit and the revelation from the Holy Spirit go hand in hand.
因为当你我有看见的时候,
because when you and I see,
比方说, 我们看见教会的道路,
for example, if we talk about the way of the church,
主怜悯我们,我们弟兄姊妹一同追求,一同在主的话里头, 我们看见今天教会要走的道路。
The Lord, having mercy on us, leading the brothers and sisters to study God's word together, to pursue after Him together.
走在这条路上,该走得上去,走不上去,是第一件事情。
But whether we're able to walk forward on this path is one thing.
第二件事,能不能够一直走下去?
But the other thing is, can we walk down this way to the very end?
在这整个的过程当中,
so that in this entire situation,
一面我们需要光,需要启示,
on one hand we need light and revelation,
一面我们需要十字架的工作,
on the other side we need the work of the cross,
把你我这个人放下,
to lay ourselves down. Because the Lord's way is not easy. So when Paul came to the Corinthians, he said,
因为哥林多充满了各种乱,各种现象,混乱的现象,
because the Corinthians had many, was going through many different struggles.
而且他们有很多学问,
and they had a lot of teaching.
他们有很多知识,
and they had a lot of wisdom.
所以保罗去了他们当中,
so when Paul came to them,
他说我不知道别的,
he said, I know nothing else.
我在你们中间只传耶稣基督钉他钉十字架。
I chose to know nothing else except the Lord and Him crucified.
我在常常想保罗在哥林多人面前,他真是在神的光里头,他看见,他把一个很重要的东西,好像提纲挈领的把它提起。So
when Paul was among the Corinthian believers, it was as if this was this one very critical piece that he was trying to lift up before them to see.
其实他就让哥林多人看见耶稣,
and he wanted the Corinthians to see Jesus,
看见道路, 十字架,
to see the way of the cross.
看见耶稣, 你看见异象,
when you see Jesus, you see the image,
vision. 你看见耶稣, 你看见了什么? 终极。
When you see Jesus, you see
end.
When you see Jesus, you see that all that God has worked in this world is all for the Lord Jesus.
但是要跟随主,走在主的路上,保罗说你必须是只有一个路。
But to follow the Lord is only one way, says Paul.
只有十字架道路。
Only the way of the cross.
所以你我今天一样。
So you and I are the same.
借着圣灵的启示,圣灵的管制,
through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, through the discipline from the Holy Spirit,
我们才可能进入那个属灵的实际。
Only through these two can we enter into spiritual reality.
我们举个例子,
let's use another example.
比方说我们在一同的侍奉搭配上。
So, in the matter of serving together,
我们在主的话里 光里头。
In the light of God's word,
我们在圣灵里头我们学习到来侍奉。
In the Holy Spirit, we learn how to serve.
但是我们知道我们这个人。
But we know ourselves.
我们一定把自己的东西带进来的。常常啊，不是一定的，常常把自己的东西带进来。
Frequently, we bring our own thoughts and ideas to the church.
我们把自己好的东西带进来。
We bring what we think is good to the church.
但是那个是属于己的。
But that is,
属于个从自己来的。
But that's from the self. That's from the natural man.
对，所以神的圣灵要借着这些，让我们看见我们的这些带进来的属于人的。
So God wants us to see through the Holy Spirit that all these things that we bring in is from man.
所以主要兴起他的环境来管教我们这些人。
So God needs to change the circumstance to discipline us.
所以在这种情形下，这种时候，你我功课就来了。
So in these type of situations, then we start to learn our lessons.
我们是学习顺服呢。
We learn to obey, submit.
我们是学习跟随主背十字架呢。
Are we willing to take up our cross and follow the Lord?
Yeah, 背自己的十字架。
To carry our own cross?
还是活在那个很强大的那个老我里头呢？
Do we still want to live in that stubborn self-life?
我们是在一个谦卑受教的灵里头呢？
Are we in a spirit of humility and a teachable spirit?
哎，有一个受教的心呢？
A teachable heart?
还是有一个顺服主的心呢？
Or a heart that's willing to submit to God?
我想这些都是你我经历的面对的非常实际的事情。
I think this is something that all of us face as a reality in our experience.
你我在这样的情形下面对选择。
And then when we face this kind of situation, we have to make a choice.
我们再说，除非你我是在启示里头，在管制里头，
Unless we,
圣灵会把我们带进这个实际，带进这个顺服。
Unless we are, if we are,living by the revelation of the Holy Spirit and the discipline of the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit will bring us into that spiritual reality.
否则我们常常还是在自己那个老我里头。
Or else we'll still be living in our old self.
是外面有工作的。
Yes, there's work, on the outside.
甚至外面也是很热心的。
And we labor diligently.
也外面忙这个忙那个的。
And on the outside, we tend to various matters.
一点问题没有。
There's no problem at all.
因为我们这个人，我们知道自己。
Because we know ourselves.
能干的人很多。
There's many capable men.
每个人都觉得自己很能干。
Everybody thinks they're very capable.
但是在神的家。
But in God's house.
只有圣灵。
Only the Holy Spirit.
只有圣灵能够把你我带进那个属灵的侍奉。
Only the Holy Spirit can bring us into that worship.
因为只有真理的圣灵，他知道该把你我带到哪里去。
Because only the true Holy Spirit can lead us to where we should go.
我们是无用的，无用的仆人。
We are just a bond slave.
我们真的完全只有依靠他。
We can only depend on Him.
我觉得我们弟兄姊妹在这里学习哈，我们也年日过去哈，我们或多或少我们都有这样的学习，这样的经历。
I think that many of us in our experience as Christians, we all come to this experience.
当然这个路 这是我再说哈，这是你我一生的学习。
Of course, this is a lifetime lesson.
我们很谦卑的在主面前承认你我的软弱。
Humbly, we come to the Lord and we confess our weakness.
我打个比方哈，我们怎么样进入这个圣灵所带领我们的这个实际这条路。
So let me give an example. How can we...Enter into the spiritual reality.
如果你坐飞机
，If you're sitting on a plane，
从中国的西部进入那个长江中下游地区，或者你从西部进入杭州好了。
So let's say you are flying in China. You're flying from
west
to a province
to
the east, a province called Hangzhou.
好。当你飞机在这个进入杭州地区的时候，就你进入了那个长江的中下游平原，长江 Yangtze River.
So when you fly from Western China to Hanzhou, you are crossing the Yangtze River.
你在长江中，你从飞机上看下去，你看见长江在那个地段就分流成千百条不同的河流。
And you can see when you're looking down that this Yangtze River splits into many different streams of rivers.
好，如果你是200年前，你要从杭州到北京去。
About 200 years ago, if you were trying to go to Hanzhou,
to Beijing,
to Beijing.
好，
from
那个时候有一条路。
There was a road.
那个河叫有一条运河叫京杭大运河，就北京到杭州的运河。
So there was a river from Beijing to Hanzhou called the
canal.
A canal.
京杭大运河啊。
And 京杭大运河 is the name of the canal.
Canal, yeah.运河就是 canal。
canal。
OK， 那么好了，当你在这个，我们这个比方就是说，你我在这个要从这个不同的支流进入长江，进入中下游以后，很多的河流，你要进入运河去，对不对？你要到北京去。
So if you're trying to get to Beijing, and there's all these different streams, you have to take this canal to get there.
好。那么这个时候，如果你在这些河流当中你分辨不清楚，你就不知道飘到哪里去了。
So if you're not able to differentiate between the different streams, you don't know where you'll end up going.
他不知道把你带到哪里去了。
You don't know where it'll take you.
可能把你带进另外一个长江口。
It may take you to another location.
好，那么如果你进入了运河。
But if you get on the 运河 canal,
进入 canal，enter canal， 你进入这个运河以后呢？这个运河就是把你带到北京去了。
But if you get on this canal, it'll take you to Beijing.
你不会偏离的。
You will not go astray.
运河就是一条路。
Because it's that one straight path.
对。所以当你进了运河，你就安心了。
So once you get on that canal, you can have peace in your heart.
你知道你会到达目的地了。
Because you know you'll get to your destination.
你里面很安稳了。
You have peace inside you.
一样的，你我进入基督里头。
In the same way, when we enter into Christ,
我们里头就有安息了。
We have peace.
我们里头就有平安了。
We have rest.
我们里头就有喜乐了。
We have joy.
因为我们知道这条路是在主的里头。
Because we know that this way is in the Lord.
我们知道我们是住在基督里头。
We know that we live in the Lord.
不管外面有什么。
No matter what the outer circumstances,
我们里面是稳妥的。
We're stable inside.
所以一样的道理哈，你我如果说愿意随从圣灵的引导，进入在主的里头。
So it's the same principle. If we're willing to live in the Holy Spirit, then we can enter into this reality.
那些重担
，these burdens，
真的会脱落
，will be relieved.
里头的那些啊，很多这个烦恼啊，很多的这个迷茫，这些都出去了。
A lot of the distractions, a lot of the weights on us will all be released.
因为在基督里头，他是道路。
Because in Christ, He is the way.
他是生命。
He is the life.
他是真实。
He is the truth.
你还缺少什么？
What else are you missing?
所以，常常有些我看见一些年长的弟兄姊妹。
So I see a lot of older brothers and sisters.
在基督里年长的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters who areWho have been walking with the Lord for many years.
生命老年的这些弟兄姊妹。
Are more mature than physically older brothers and sisters.
对。圣灵在这些弟兄姊妹你见到他的时候。
When you meet these brothers and sisters.
他就坐在你面前。
They're sitting before you.
可能不一定说什么话。
They may not say many words.
可能讲三句话两句话。
They may say two or three words.
但是你看在他里头看见喜乐。
But you see in them joy.
你在他里头看见那个安稳。
You see stability.
你在他里头看见那个安息。
You see rest.
这是一个在基督里的人。
This is someone who's in Christ.
你我一样。
You and I are the same.
你我在主里的追求。
You and I, when we are pursuing the Lord.
我们当中，我们的弟兄姊妹也渐渐的显出这样一种生命。
And brothers and sisters also.Show this type of life.
当我们愿意把自己放在主的手中，愿意跟随他。
Because when we are willing to give ourselves into the Lord's hands and follow Him,
圣灵把我们带进那个实际里头。
the Holy Spirit will lead us into that reality.
所以他说, 等真理的圣灵来,
so that's why it says, when the Spirit comes,
主对门徒说,
that He will lead you into all the truth.
这个一切是多丰富啊?
And this all is so rich.
这个一切里头充满了主,
and this all is filled with the Lord. And this all is the Lord Himself.
主充满你我,
the Lord fills you and I.
我们也在主里头,
and we are in the Lord.
好, 我们再举个例子,
we'll give another example.
我们说在你我学, 在这个启示路上,
that in this spiritual path, this path of revelation,
当我们讲到启示的时候, 我们就说, 这个不, 我们不是靠着, 人的思想来的, 不是靠遗传来的。
So we say that this revelation does not come from man, it does not come from inheritance.
像保罗, 保罗以前是靠着遗传,
like Paul,
he
inherited the teachings of the Jews.
所以他靠着那个遗传, 他很准确地在那里热心地大发热心侍奉。
So based on the inheritance he received from the Jews, he served fervently.
但是那个路在神眼前是错的,是死亡的路。
But that way that Paul was on was a dead way.
那么在灵里头侍奉,我们再说,它是生命的侍奉。
But in the way of the Spirit, that is life.
所以显然在侍奉里头,我们没有办法带进人的东西来。
So when it comes to worship, we cannot bring in anything outside from the flesh.
我们说,
it cannot be from things that man inherits.
或者说,我们说不是单单是知识的传递的东西。
And it's not methods that we bring in.
因为这样的东西也把我们带进什么? 带进律法里头。
Because the more that we bring these types of things in, it brings us into the law.
你越侍奉你越在律法里头。
The more you serve, the more you're in the law.
在律法里头没有办法帮助人。
And in the law, there's no way that can help anyone.
没有办法把人从罪里头释放出来。
Law cannot save us out of our sins.
没有办法把人得到生命,丰盛的生命。
And law cannot give life to people.
但事实上你我也要必须承认一个事实啊。
But you and I have to admit something.
我们都是从人领受的。
That we all received, all inherited something.
我们都是学习来的。
We all learned.
我们都是从前辈弟兄姊妹里头领受啊。
We all received this teaching from other brothers and sisters.
我们从多少圣经的解经书里头来的。
From so many explanations of the Bible.
我们多少从多少宝贝的属灵书籍里头去领受来的。
How many things do we receive from spiritual books?
这是我们当中追求的路，对不对？
Isn't this the path that we pursue?
问题不是在于你我去从哪里得到这些知识。
The problem is not where we come up with these methods and techniques.
问题是当你我们领受这些话的时候，领受这些前辈的这些宝贝的东西的时候。
The problem is when we receive these words, these precious words.
我们得到的这些是字句，是知识。
What we receive is teaching.
那么我们就以为得着了，是不是？
So then we feel that we've attained it, right?
我们读了一本书，我们就以为得着了。
So when we read a book, then we receive this much.
反过来, 当我们读了这本书,
on the flip side, when we read this book,
我们领受了前辈弟兄的话语,
and we receive all the words from this brother,
我们把这些话带到主面前,
and we bring these words before the Lord,
我们借着圣灵把弟兄们交通的话带到主面前,
and by the Holy Spirit, we bring these words before brothers and sisters.
换句话说, 让这些话在你我里头有个消化,
so that these words that we receive can have digestion.
让主的话借着圣灵在你我里头来点火我们。
So that through the Spirit, these words would light a fire in us.
让主的话借着圣灵在你我里头把它再一次说在我们个人里头。
So that through the Holy Spirit, these words would speak inside to us.
我想这个应该都是你我的有的经历，对不对？
And I think this is our experience, more or less, right?
那这样子的情形下，我们学习的路，学习前辈的路，就走在这条一条正路上。
So then, in this experience, this humble experience, then we walk on the true way, right?
这就是依靠圣灵。
This is to depend on the Holy Spirit.
我不是靠着我头脑多灵活。
Not based on how much my head knowledge receives.
我领受多快。
Not how quickly I receive that knowledge.
而是谦卑在主面前说，我听了这些弟兄们的话。
But when I humbly hear these words from these brothers,
我求主把这些话来再光照我。
I ask that the Lord would shine light to these words to me.
哪怕一句两句在我里头点火。
So that these few words would spark a fire in me.
让它成为我今日的供应。
That it would be something that I can use from my strength.
我举一个例子啊，弟兄姊妹，我们都很熟悉，我们的老弟兄了。我讲江弟兄好了，大家都熟悉。
For example, we're all familiar with Brother Stephen Kong.
我们弟兄他很多的有不是很多了，他有些的交通哈，可以说你可以看见他是从前辈李弟兄那边很多的领受。
We can see from our brother that many things that he received humbly is from Brother Watchman Nee.
那个主线呢很相似，那个主中心的很多东西很相似。
There's many similarities in their teaching.
但是一点不妨碍我们的弟兄每一次释放信息的时候，你可以在圣灵头感觉那个生命的供应。
But every time, without fail, he delivers a message. You can feel the power of the Holy Spirit.
或者那个话你熟悉的。
Or his words you're very familiar with.
因为你可能曾看过那本书。
Or because you're familiar because you read the book.
但是弟兄释放的时候，这个话是带着能力的。
But when he speaks, there comes a power with it.
你有承认这个话是有生命的。
And you and I can confess that this power has life.
这个话是有见证的。
That this word has life and this word has testimony.
因为弟兄释放的是他生命的信息。
Because what this brother shares is from his own life.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise God.
主兴起我们这样一些弟兄。
That the Lord has raised up this brother.
他们在我们面前照亮的不单是主话语的道路。
That this brother has shed light on God's word.
他们在我们的面前呈现的是主生命的见证。
That before us, they are testimony of God's word.
所以我们还是这句话。
So we still have these words.
我们在启示的光里头。
That in the light of the revelation.
也必须在十字架的管子里头。
And under the discipline of the cross.
因为你我的见证。
You and my testimony.
是生命的见证。
Is the testimony of life.
生命的见证是活的。
And a testimony of life is living.
生命的见证必须在灵里头的。
And a testimony of life has to be in the Holy Spirit.
不见得讨人的喜欢。
It doesn't have to be pleasing to man.
但是主喜悦就够了。
But as long as the Lord is pleased, that's enough.
生命的见证是呈现在让主讨主喜悦的。
And the testimony of life is a life that seeks to please God.
另一面，生命的见证侍奉人看见人感觉那是真实的，是活的。
And a testimony of life will have a life where people will see this life, be a testimony of that.
我想这个包含在你我整个基督徒的生活里头。
And this encompasses all Christians.
每一步路我们都学习依靠圣灵带领你我进入真实。
That all Christians, no matter where they are in their walk, we have to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit to lead us into the spiritual reality.
我想补充一句，因为你我随着年日的增长。
So you and I, even though we're at advanced in age,
或许你们在座年轻人感觉没那么深。
Or you're the younger ones who may not have as much life experience.
你在主里头日子越久。
In the Lord, as you live longer,
你也会感觉。
You'll also have the sense.
我们需要真实。
That we need the truth.
这个真实就在主里头。
And this truth is only in the Lord.
因为我们知道我们不喜欢宗教。
Because we know that we do not like religion.
我们知道宗教救不了我们。
We know that religion cannot save us.
我们知道必须在这个真实里头。
We know that we have to be in this truth.
这是主的话。
Because it's Lord's word.
这是唯一的路。
This is the only way.
你我年日越久。
The longer you and I live.
越感觉。
The more we feel.
那些都是虚无缥，那些宗教东西都是虚无缥缈的。都是空虚的。
That all the religions out there is just vanity.
实在的东西只有在基督里。
That only the truth is in Christ.
那是实际。
And that is truth.
你经历到。
You can experience it.
你感觉到。
You can feel it.
你阿们。
You can amen.
教会阿们。
And together the church can amen.
我们一同在这里成为见证。
Together we can be a testimony.
主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
再还有一点时间，我想把最后一个交通一下。
I still have a little time. I would like to share something else.
我们试着说进入实际的那个意义是什么
？So I want to say to enter into the spiritual reality. What is it?
Yeah, 它的这个意义或者说那个目的是什么
？So what is the purpose of entering into the spiritual reality?
我们再看约翰福音十六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 16.
十六章我们刚才读过的十四节。
We read it before John chapter 16 verse 14.
他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
He will glorify me, for he will take of mine and will disclose it to you.
十三节这里说，他不但真理的圣灵来了，他要引导我们进入一切的真理啊，而且十四节，他要荣耀我。
So in verse 13, we said that when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth. Now here in verse 14, it says, He will glorify me.
圣灵的工作有个荣耀的目的。
The work of the Holy Spirit has a purpose of glorification.
圣灵的工作是荣耀主。
And the Holy Spirit's work is to glorify the Lord.
圣灵的工作是见证主。
The Holy Spirit's work is to testify of the Lord.
圣灵的工作是把主的荣耀彰显。
The work of the Holy Spirit is to glorify the Lord.
所以我们这些人借着主圣灵的工作。
So when we serve as Christians,
当我们说借着圣灵带领我们进入那个实际的时候。
When we say that the Spirit of truth guides us into all the truth,
圣灵是圣灵的目的，这里说的话，圣灵乃是为着把我们主的所事、主的所有、主的丰富、主的荣美成形在或者磨成在神儿女的身上。
So the purpose of this Holy Spirit is to reveal, manifest, express, and to also conform and mold us.
或者说，圣灵的工作是要把基督的实际、基督的所事、基督的所有成为你我的那个实际。
So the Holy Spirit, in other words, is to take who Jesus is, what he is, and to make and the reality of Jesus and make that a reality to us.
圣灵的工作是要把基督的荣美、基督的荣耀成就在他神儿女的身上。
And the work of the Holy Spirit is to take the beauty of the Lord Jesus, the glory of the Lord Jesus.And to disclose that and put it in us.
让主得着荣耀。
So that the Lord may have glory.
让父得着荣耀。
So that the Father may have glory.
所以神儿女身上所呈现的、所彰显的、所磨成的基督生命的那个荣美。
So the expression of Christians, the work inside of the Christians, and the spiritual reality for Christians is to manifest and experience Christ's glory.
那个意义或者我们说那个目的是为着荣耀神。
The purpose is to glorify God.
为着荣耀主。
To glorify the Lord.
所以保罗在以弗所书那里第一个祷告说。
So Paul in his first prayer in Ephesians.
他说他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀是。
That what he receives from the saints is glory.
我们刚读这段话的时候，我们说在我们身上得荣耀。
When we read this word, this passage, it's what they receive is glory.
我们想都不敢想。
And we can't even dare to think of it.
但是这是主的工作。
But this is the work of the Lord.
圣灵今天来就要成就这件事情。
And when the Holy Spirit comes, He wants to accomplish this work.
要把神那个完美的那个工作成就在他所拣选的人身上。
He wants to complete His work in man.
教会之中成为了荣耀的心腹
，so that the church may be a glorious bride。
在羔羊婚娶的时候
，that during the wedding，
一切的荣耀归于我们的主。
All the glory would be to our Lord。
所以我们从主的话里头看见
，so from God's word we see，
属灵的实际
，that spiritual reality，
进入属灵的实际
，to enter into spiritual reality，
属灵实际的那个意义
，the purpose of spiritual reality，
让你我实在。 有一个学习。
That you and I can learn.
我们求主让他自己说过的话。
We ask that the words which he has spoken.
再借着圣灵点火在我们里头。
Through the Holy Spirit would light a fire in us.
好让我们在神的家中。
So that in God's house.
在各样的侍奉敬拜里头。
In all the service and worship.
谦卑的依靠圣灵。
We can humbly depend on the Holy Spirit.
带领我们进入那个世界。
To bring us into the spiritual reality.
目的让主得着荣耀。
And the purpose being so that the Lord would receive the glory.
让神的家能够彰显主的荣美。
So that God's house can manifest the Lord Jesus' beauty.
见证主荣耀的美丽。
To be a testimony of Jesus' beauty.
好，我们低头一起祷告吧。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
是你怜悯恩待我们。
Because you've been gracious to us.
从各处各方呼召我们来成为你的儿女。
And you've called us from all over to be your children.
哦，是你宝血洁净了我们。
May your blood cleanse us.
拣选我们。
And choose us.
再成为神的儿女。
That we can be God's children.
今日我们能够侍立在你面前。
So that we can serve before you.
这是你莫大的恩典。
This is all by your grace.
求你更进一步带领我们。
May you continue to bring us closer.
哦，来随从圣灵。
To learn to obey the Holy Spirit, to depend on the Holy Spirit,
在你话语的光中,
so that in the light of your word,
在圣灵的引导里头,
in the leading of the Holy Spirit,
真是来跟随我们的主,
we can follow you, Lord,
侍奉我们的主,
to worship you, Lord,
让你在你的家中,
so that in your house,
哦, 能够坐宝座掌王权,
you could be enthroned and rule,
在你的家中,
that in your house,
哦, 显出你的儿女们一同显出主你自己的美丽,
that your children could manifest your beauty,
谢谢我们的主。
Thank you, Lord.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.